Maverick Early Readers. The Great Grizzly Race by Zoa Lumsden. Illustrated by Monica Suska. This is Purple Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. If you travel far, far north, you will find the wild land of Canada. Watch out! Beware! Please take good care. If you come here, you might see a grizzly bear. One lazy afternoon, the biggest, meanest grizzly of all caught a weasel eating his berries. "Give me one good reason why I should not eat you," roared the grizzly. "I have news of strangers," squeaked the weasel. "I saw two dogs on bikes." "Strangers? In my valley?" said the grizzly. "Not for long." Nearby, the dog detectives, Detective Jack and Deputy Poco, were roasting marshmallows when, out of the woodpile, jumped Penny Beaver. "Ow! Ow!" she yelled. "My tail is on fire!" She put her tail in the river to put out the flames. "Your campfire used to be my house," said Penny. "Now where will I hide?" "What are you hiding from?" asked Deputy Poco. "The biggest, meanest grizzly of all," said Penny. "That bully has stolen everyone's bikes so he can win the great race." "Jump on, Penny," said Detective Jack. "We'll get your bikes back in time for the race." The dog detectives rode off deep into the valley. They honked their horns and shouted, "Come out, everyone! Let us find the missing bikes!" The animals searched until they found a poop clue. Penny sniffed and sneezed. "Achoo! Pepper always makes me sneeze." "We must be getting close," said Deputy Poco. "Only grizzly poop has a peppery smell." The peppery poop trail led to muddy bicycle tracks. But where were the missing bikes? High above their heads, a duck said, "Quack, quack, quack." Everyone looked up and saw the bikes hanging in the trees. "Hot diggity hot dogs," said Detective Jack. "Let us get the bikes down before the grizz." Roar! The grizzly let out a big roar. All of the animals ran away, except the dog detectives. "I've met braver mice than you, grizzly," said Detective Jack. "You stole everyone's bikes because you are afraid to lose." "I'm not afraid of anything," boasted the grizzly. "I'll see you wimps at the great race tomorrow." So the next morning, the riders were off and the great race began. Up, up and up they went. Who would win? The grizzly was fast, and he took the lead. But soon the grizzly got tired and decided to cheat. So, at the top of the mountain, he pushed over a tree. What a disgrace! The grizzly had ruined the race. He whizzed down the mountain ready to win. But everything changed when he hit a huge... rock. Crash! Smash! The grizzly cried out for help, but nobody wanted to help a bully. "Come on," said Detective Jack. "Let us show this grizzly how good it feels to have friends." Together, they pulled the grizzly up. For once, he did not try to bully them. Instead, he smiled and cheered the real winners of the great grizzly race. The end.